Good morning, everyone. Today is the 8th of May, 2022, early in the morning. Doing this devotional early because I got a big day ahead of me tomorrow, so I want to get this on before things start piling up on me. You know, I've often said that Christ's atonement is either effectual or it's not effectual. Now, if we believe the Bible, it is effectual. Jesus came to save his people from their sins. That was his mission. And on the cross, he said, "It is finished." And he said, "If I go away, I will send a comforter." And he also said, "If I go away, I will prepare a place for you and come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions." He also said, "Come unto me, all ye who are meek, who are heavy laden," heavy laden. Well, the reason I'm bringing this up is there's a whole group of people out there that say God can't do anything unless you allow him to do it. They say that he can't do anything unless you do something first. How can a dead person initiate their own salvation is my question. God is the great initiator. Jesus Christ is the only mediator between God and man, not your free will. You don't have a free will. Now, God will make you willing in the day of his power after he raises you from the dead spiritually and quickens you and gives you life. But you don't have any ability of yourself to bring yourself to God or to drum up your own faith or, as a matter of fact, to do anything. God's grace is the only thing that is effectual in the lives of his elect children. You did not elect or select yourself. If you're a child of God, you were chosen in him from the foundation of the world. And Ephesians 1 tells us that you were predestinated unto adoption. And also, we are told that he works all things after the counsel of his own will. Now, a lot of people don't like the doctrine of predestination election, and they call it Calvinism. No, it's biblical truth. Calvin did not say for who he foreknew, he also did predestinate. And those whom he predestinated, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. The Apostle Paul said it, not Calvin. And Calvin didn't write the book of Ephesians. Calvin didn't write the book of John. Calvin didn't write 1 Peter 1 and 2 Peter 1. Calvin did not write Romans 9, Romans 8. Okay? The golden chain of salvation. For those whom he foreknew, he also did predestinate. And those whom he predestinated, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. And you're going to talk about allowing God to do something? That's why I like the acrostic TULIP. I named my dog Tulip. T stands for total depravity. In other words, if you're dead in your trespasses and sin, you can't do anything. U stands for unconditional election. There was no conditions for God choosing you other than the fact that he loved you, if you're his. Limited atonement. God's atonement is not effectual for everyone in the world. If it was, then there would no one die in their sins and go to hell. But it is effectual for all for whom he died for. Irresistible grace. God draws every one of his elect children to himself because they were given to him by the Father. And if you want proof of that, just read the 6th chapter of John. Irresistible grace. God's elect cannot resist the Holy Spirit because they've been chosen in him, and all the Father hath given him will come to him. Final perseverance of the saints. He did not give us temporary life, he gave us eternal life. Isn't that wonderful to know that he gave us eternal life? And so this morning I just wanted to remind people that if you hear someone saying that I allowed God to do this, or I surrendered all, or I'm glad when I gave my heart to God, I'm glad when I made a decision this and this and this, that's exaltation of the creature. You did nothing apart from the grace of God. If you did something, repentance and faith is a gift. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmen, created in Christ Jesus. Foundation of God, stand assured the Lord knows who are his. So don't go around beating your chest and talking about what you allowed God to do, or the permission that you gave God, or that you let God do something. You know, remember what he told the Lazarus man. He said, the Lazarus man said to him, you know, if thou wilt, thou canst heal me. That should be our attitude. If thou wilt, if God wilt, you know, it's not God's desire that all men be saved. That passage in Peter that's taken out of context, that God is not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance, that leaves out two very important words. The Arminians leave it out, and that is to usward. He's addressing his elect. He's addressing the family of God, the beloved. You've got to look at who he's addressing. He's not addressing all men without exception. If he was addressing all men without exception, all men without exception would be saved, and all men without exception would be in heaven. That's universal atonement, and some people believe that. But Jesus Christ taught something totally different. He said, my sheep know my voice and they follow me, and no man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. So that's what's on my mind this morning, is to recap the truth of God's word and the truth of what Jesus Christ, the disciples, and the Apostle Paul and Peter taught regarding election and the grace of God, unconditional election, and the efficacy of his atonement. May God be with you this morning. God bless.